Good Erev Shabbos. In this week's parsha, Parshas Lech Lecha, we read about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Avraham Avinu to leave his homeland. Lech Lecha me'artzecha mimoladetcha mi'beis avicha el ha'aretz asher ar'eka. And God tells Avraham Avinu, go from your land, from your birthplace, from the house of your father to the land that I will show you. And it's in that moment that God promises Avraham Avinu, ve'eschalagai gadol, I will make you into a great nation, ve'avarechecha, I will bless you, v'agadlo shemecha, I'll make your name great, v'yebracha, and you will be blessing. And Rashi HaKadosh quotes on that pasuk something amazing. V'eschal l'goy gadol, what does it mean, I'll make you into a great nation? Zesh she'omrim Elokei Avraham. This is the fact that in davening, we refer to God first in the opening chapter, in the first blessing of Shemona Esrei, the bracha that we call Avos, the bracha that makes reference to our forefathers. We say Elokei Avraham, the God of Avraham. That's what it means, says Rashi, Ve'escha l'goy gadol. I'll make you into a great nation, means that when the Jewish people speak about my relationship to them, they will first refer to me as the God of Abraham. What does it mean? Va'avarechecha, I will bless you. Zesh she'omrim Elokei Yitzchak. That's the fact that we refer to God as the God of Yitzchak. V'agadlo shemecha, I will make your name great. Zesh she'omrim Elokei Yaakov. This is the fact that we refer to God as the God of Jacob, the God of Yaakov. Yochol yuhu chosmin bekulan. One might have thought that perhaps we will go ahead and we'll conclude the bracha. Since we begin the bracha, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov, God of Avraham, God of Yitzchak, God of Yaakov, perhaps I would think that I would end the bracha in the same way. Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But we don't end the bracha that way. Instead, Talmud Lomar, Veyei Bracha. God says to Avram in this week's parasha, you will be blessing. Becha chosmin v'lo bohem. With you, they will conclude the blessing and not with your son or your grandson. And on the most basic level, Rashi's quoting the Medrash, quoting the Gemara, teaching us that here is a scriptural allusion to the structure of Shemona Esrei. Ve'escha l'goy gadol, I'll make you great. We open up Shemona Esrei, Elokei Avraham, the God of Yitz, the God of Avraham. But va'avarechecha, I'll go ahead and I will bless you, Elokei Yitzchak. V'agadlo shemecha, I'll make your name great, Elokei Avram. But yet, when we conclude that opening bracha of Shemona Esrei, we only conclude with Avraham. Ve'yei bracha, you Avraham will be the source of blessing. And as such, we conclude the opening bracha of Shemona Esrei with Baruch Ato Hashem, blessed are you God, or God, you are the source of blessing, Magen Avram, the shield of Avram. And the great Hasidic master of Lev Yitzchak of Berdichev, who lived from 1740 to 1810, writes in his Sefer Kedushas Levi an amazing idea. The Rebbe writes, he says, if you look in paragraph A, the Rebbe writes, Ki hine yish shlosha midos asher habori baruch hu misnaig bahem b'chol ha'olamos. There are three attributes with which God conducts himself in this world. V'heim, midas ha'ava, midas ha'gvura, u'midas ha'tiferes. And these attributes are the divine attribute of love, divine attribute of strength, and what he calls the midah of tiferes. Tiferes literally means splendor. And the Rebbe explains that each of these attributes really correspond to the different avos. Avram Avinu, the great patriarch Abraham, was known for the midah, for the attribute of love, of chesed, of kindness. The way that Avram Avinu related to his fellow man, the way that Avram Avinu related to God, was through the medium of love, through the medium of kindness, through the medium of interpersonal relationship. In fact, we'll see later on that Rashi explains that Vayita Avram Eshel, Avram Avinu planted an Eshel, and it was in this Eshel that he welcomed people from all different walks of life. And Rashi quotes one opinion that says, Eshel is an acronym for Achila, Shtia, and Lina, eating, drinking, and sleeping. Avram opened an inn because he realized that the best way to connect with people is just through pure and simple human kindness. Express kindness to the other, and they will be receptive to the theological message or the theological ideas that you have to share. Yitzchak, on the other hand, represented Gvura, strength, or perhaps better stated, austerity. Yitzchak is willing to offer himself on the altar. Yitzchak is not his father. He is not the man among the throngs of people, giving them shalom aleichem, saying hello to them, embracing them, bringing them in. Yitzchak Avinu was the paradigm of personal spirituality, personal holiness, personal growth. Yitzchak spent his life working on himself. Yaakov, on the other hand, represents Tiferes, which is a little bit of a hybrid. Yaakov Avinu represents the ability to take the chesed, the kindness of Avraham, as well as the personal holiness and austerity of Yitzchak, but yet build them into the outer world. Yaakov Avinu was the first to really have to live for extended amounts of time outside of the land of Israel. First by his father-in-law, Lavan, and then later on for his latter years in Mitzrayim after finding out that his son Yosef was a viceroy there. And says the Rebbe, the three patriarchs represent the three different divine attributes and in reality represent the three different ways God interacts with us and we interact with God. Explains the Kedushas Leira of Yitzhak Aberdichev. There are times in life where HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts towards us with chesed, with kindness. There are times in life when God interacts with us with gevura, strength, strict justice. And there are times when God interacts with us through the medium of tiferes, that even though we find ourselves in alien circumstances, we are able to keep a connection to him and he is able to keep a connection to us. And the Rebbe says so beautifully that sometimes the danger in life is that when we encounter givura situations, when we encounter difficulties in life, times in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel that we are undergoing the divine attribute of strict justice, sometimes we think that those moments are devoid of divine love. Sometimes we think we're just being dealt with harshly. There are times of tiferes, times when we find ourselves in alien circumstances. And all we yearn in life is to feel that protective divine embrace of our Father above. And yet we feel so distant, so far from it. And says the Rebbe, that's the deeper meaning in this Rashi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, Ve'escha l'goy gadol, I will make you into a great nation. Says Rashi, that's referenced in the fact that we open Shmona Se Elokei Avram, because he recognized that there are times in life of such divine love, of such divine closeness. Va'avarechecha, I'll bless you. That means we say Elokei Yitzchak. We recognize that there are times of difficulty. There are times of incredible challenge. Va'agadlo Shemecha, I will make your name great. That we say Elokei Yaakov, because we understand that there are times in life where we will find ourselves in alien circumstances and we must try our best to keep our connection to God so that he will keep our connection to us. But says the Rebbe something very important. How do we end the bracha? Ve'yei bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avram. After we mention all the patriarchs and all the different attributes that they represent, at the end of the day we conclude Elokei Avram, which means that we believe at the end of the day everything is motivated by divine love. Everything in life that occurs to us ultimately is motivated by divine kindness, by divine chesed. The Rebbe explains that sometimes divine kindness, love, divine chesed, divine ahava is clear and unequivocal. And other times it's shrouded in difficulty. Other times it's shrouded in challenge. Other times it's shrouded in austerity and great suffering. But we end the bracha of Shmona Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avram, because we inculcate within ourselves that even in the most difficult times, we know that the underlying motivation for the difficulty, challenge, and suffering is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. A difficult lesson to learn, a difficult lesson to accept, but a true lesson nevertheless. No matter what happens in life, no matter whether it's times of challenge of Yitzchak-like Givura, no matter whether it's times of Yaakov-like Tiferes, we remind ourselves of the same lesson that God gave to Avram. Ve'yei bracha, b'cha chosmin, baruch atah Hashem magen Avram. At the end of the day, we believe that our Father always loves us, that our Father always looks after us, that our Father is always guiding our journey. Sometimes it's obvious and clear. Sometimes it's a little bit more shrouded in ambiguity, and sometimes, God forbid, in suffering and despair. But no matter what I'm going through in life, the mantra of the Jew is Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avram. I believe that at the end of the day, everything will become clear. The clouds will disperse, and I will always see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me. Good Shabbos.